Hello and welcome to your five for today. I'd like to consider a very well-known hymn today with you, Amazing Grace. The hymn aside for a moment, Grace has and continues to be a popular girl's name. I'm sure that most of you will know someone or of someone called Grace. If so, do you refer to her as Wonderful Grace or Amazing Grace after the hymn? Its author, John Newton, was a former slave trader before becoming an Anglican clergyman, and the hymn was first published in 1779. However, the lyrics were written 7 years earlier. Interestingly, the words have been sung to more than 20 different tunes, but, by far, the most widely used melody is called New Britain. There are 6 original verses, with a 7th that was added in 1829. The first verse is iconic. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. This opening verse and the second refer to the conversion of John Newton, which is said to have happened in 1748, during his voyage to England. Earlier in 1748, John Newton had been rescued by a sea captain who had been asked by his father to search for him. Newton had been a member of the Royal Navy, and while serving on the Pegasus, a slave ship, he hadn't got along with the crew, who then left him in West Africa with Amos Clow, a slave trader. He very literally knew what it was to be rescued. The blindness refers to his spiritual blindness. It can remind us of the occasion when Jesus healed a blind beggar in the New Testament. The question was, "What do you want me to do for you?" The response, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." What might you ask of God today? If you don't ask, you don't get, is what I was told as a child, especially in the run-up to Christmas, and I still receive gifts in December. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you," meaning, quite literally, talk to me. Can I ask, when did you last talk to God? We call it praying. Here's the second verse of the hymn. "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. First impressions last, and God's grace was a constant source of comfort to John Newton. The third verse of the hymn speaks of life's problems and how grace has won the day. It also reminds us that God's character is unchanging. In Bible terms, Jesus Christ is described as the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's verse 3 of the hymn. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. There's a sense of real victory in these words. Newton has been helped through each difficult time. We are not exempt from life's troubles. We will all have tough times to go through at different points of our lives. However, God's grace is sufficient to take us through each problem. Be encouraged by that, friend. God's grace is sufficient. The final verse of the hymn in many hymn books is actually an addition to the original 6 verses. It was added some 50 years later. It takes us to heaven, which, for every Christian, will be an everlasting life, life with no end. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing Grace is also the title of a musical written by Mal Pope in 2003. Mal was keen to mark the centenary of the 1904 Welsh Revival. The main character is a 26-year-old ex-miner by the name of Evan Roberts, who claims to have spoken face to face with the Almighty in his home in Lucha. He tells people that he had seen a cheque being handed over which bore the sum of 10,000 souls. The Western Mail reported that within 18 months of this revelation, more than 100,000 souls had been added to the church. Well, time's up for today, so take care and God bless you wherever you are and whatever you're doing.